At their most recent meeting, council unanimously voted in favor of looking into toughening the city's tree bylaw. According to the motion, city staff have recently observed an increase in the injury or destruction of trees in contravention of the bylaw on both public and private property. Also, under the current wording of the tree bylaw, clear-cutting can be treated as a normal farm practice, allowing large-scale tree removal without a permit or municipal oversight. The motion, moved by Councillor Lisa Osanek, directs staff to review the tree bylaw and bring forward amendments requiring a tree permit for all clear-cutting, including on agricultural lands, in order to ensure appropriate municipal oversight of large-scale tree removal. Staff are also tasked with proposing any additional changes needed to improve the bylaw's enforceability. In addition, staff will review the administrative monetary penalties associated with tree bylaw violations and report back with recommendations to ensure penalties remain appropriate, proportionate, and effective. Osanek introduced the motion before council, stressing the importance of environmental protection and the use of a permit system for the municipality to respond to community concerns.
Trees are the most obvious asset in the city that can be used to mitigate climate change. The protection of the tree canopy is so critical. It is our collective responsibility not to let climate change get the better of us. I know that right now the process has been residents see it. Residents call the counselor or they call staff direct. The staff then have to scramble to try to find what location the resident's talking about, you know, send bylaw out there to take a look. That wastes a lot of staff time. If a permit has to be done through staff ahead of time for any clear cutting, staff will already know when they get the phone call. They can tell residents it's only two acres that's going to be cut, or it's 100 acres, or it's this, it's that. Like Director Tim Park, right? He's probably heard me like send like 7 to 10 emails to him in his course of being a director that there's clear cutting going on. What's going on? That's an advantage of a permit system.
An amendment was also introduced by Osanek to bring the issue to the Rural Economic and Community Development Working Group and to extend the reporting deadline to the third quarter of 2026, allowing time for consultation and feedback.
There could be instances that the working group says a tree bylaw should not be, you know, necessary. And things like that would be if you're clear cutting trees along a fence line or need to clear cut trees to get your farm equipment in, you know, or some other examples like maybe, you know, a clear cutting if it's a permit only if it's over 1 hectare, but not below 1 hectare. So this input from the working group will be invaluable, and this will give time to get that input.
Some councillors raised concerns about the potential impact on rural communities and farmers, including Councillor Gary Osterhoff.
This motion has caused me considerable work and anxiety even for my rural community, my farming community. And I've been engaged from the moment it was revealed that it's such a short notice for such an important topic for us as counselors and for our community and for our farming community. And so I kind of regret that we are actually here right now. I would have rather that it would have been given the right course of time and action and time for the action that we really need to give this. I worry about people not understanding the farming community and us putting a grip on that that might not really be, there'll be unintended consequences.
Councillor Ryan Boehm echoed these concerns, emphasizing the importance of meaningful consultation with the Rural Economic and Community Development Working Group before any changes are finalized.
There's something where I definitely understand what we're trying to do here. We're trying to prevent that wholesale kind of clear cutting for no reason. And it's also like, are we trying to hit that one bad apple, you know, with a sledgehammer? So some of the concerns that I still have, which I hope are fleshed out throughout the consultation engagement process on this, is basically the overall cost of enforcing this, burden on staff, ability to actually enforce it, how cumbersome it's going to be for farmers based on how it's developed to apply for a permit, every single tree versus a lot, the actual cost, waiting for permission from the city to be able to cut down trees to farm a field. Like, there's just a lot here. So I just want to stress that this consultation is key, and that if we hold this meeting, and I think as Councillor Sorrell said, you're going to have a lot of people show up. We need to truly listen to that feedback.
Before the vote, Osanek clarified the intent of the motion and explained the somewhat last-minute addition of the item to the agenda.
This is just about huge clear-cutting where you're not allowing any trees left on the property. And again, when we have this meeting, we can decide what is the definition of clear-cutting? What size? What is the definition? And, you know, you Google anything about normal farm practices now, and you will see that, you know, that it should not include complete clear cutting of the land. There's benefit of leaving hedgerows. There's benefit of leaving stands of trees to, you know, like retain the water more from running off into all the creek system. There's lots of new ways of doing things than just complete clear cutting. And I'm sorry that I brought this up at the last minute, but a week before Christmas, big clear cutting started in my district. So I did not want to get into this in 2026. It was brought on me, and now I bring it on you. So sorry about that, but it was brought on me.
In the end, council voted unanimously to move forward. City staff are expected to report back to council in the third quarter of 2026 with proposed amendments to the tree bylaw and any recommended changes to enforcement penalties. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.